Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, the Kronos Quartet, the talents of Shana Rolston, and may I dare, some Mahler, and of course, some oboe music. But let's begin going back to the lovely times of medieval France, or so we surmise. Music of the troubadours in the south of France. Musicians and poets who traveled from court to court in the 12th century. Now, they were influenced quite a bit by Gregorian chant and art. And the historians have actually recovered over 2,600 poems and 275 melodies. Now, the topics included a lot, just like today, politics, chivalry, some romance, if there is the same sort of thing, and if they do so combine. Also, political satire, and of course, divinity and the worship of the Virgin. Seems to cover all bases. We're going to hear a great recording. The ensemble is called Sonus, and it's from the disc Chanterai. Here is Chanterai pour mon courage.
Discontrero potrei, si rahat disapeleri, por qui Thank you.
Music of medieval France from the Ensemble Sonus that comes from their disc Chanterai. And we're going to continue with music from a great CD by the Kronos Quartet entitled Black Angels. This selection is an arrangement of the music of Thomas Tallis. Now, Tallis was a very successful composer, and in the courts of Henry VIII, Edward VI, Mary Tudor, and Elizabeth I. The selection that we're going to hear is called Spem in Alium, or Sing and Glorify, for those whose Latin text reads, I have never put my hope in any other but in you, God of Israel, who will be angry and yet become again gracious, and who forgives all the sins of suffering men. Some nice words there. Here is an arrangement of the 40-part motet by the Kronos Quartet.
Thank you.
such a brilliant arrangement of Talus's 40-part motet, Spem in Alium, or Sing and Glorify, music by Thomas Talus, arranged by the Kronos Quartet. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I realize that, you know, many of you out there, I used to do it myself, shy away from Mahler. But I urge you to discover the hauntingly beautiful music. Today we're going to just check it out with the final movement from his Symphony No. 4. Now, Mahler himself remarked that the basic mood is, and I quote, "a sky of unbroken blue. Only occasionally does it grow dark with ghostly menace." But you know what? The final movement, which we're going to hear, represents, and I quote again, "singing the dream of a child's paradise, a land of milk and honey, of joyous saints and singing angels." Here is the beautiful voice of Kira Takanawa. She's joined by the members of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, with Sergei Ozawa conducting.
Und heute Morgen
Ah, the lovely voice of Kirita Kanawa, joined by the members of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, with Sergei Ozawa conducting. And that was the final movement of Mahler's Symphony No. 4. And we're going to move back up in the alphabet to some music by Brahms, known as one of the great three Bs along the likes of Bach, Beethoven. And as a virtuoso pianist himself, he premiered many of his own works and worked with the leading performers of his time, including pianist Clara Schumann and violinist Joseph Joachim. Now, although some thought him a little brusque and sarcastic, he did have a sweet side, enjoying walking and often buying penny candy, which he handed out to children on his walks. His pupil, Gustav Jenner, wrote, "Brahms has acquired, not without reason, the reputation of being a grump, even though few could be also as lovable as he." Well, the samplings that we're going to hear of his work today are from his seven Fantasias. Now, some say this was a farewell to the piano, probably originating from his own improvisations at the keyboard. We're going to hear an incredible recording. This is some taste of it, a performance by Imogen Cooper.
Thank you.
a deserving finish and some amazing piano chops. That was Imogen Cooper and selections from Brahms' Seven Fantasias. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with a great Canadian artist and export, Shauna Rolston. Now, she, I think a lot of people are born a child prodigy, not to say that they don't work really hard, but she had the flair and gift right from the get-go. She took her first cello lessons at the age of 2 and started performing in public at the age of 4. She studied at the Banff School of the Fine Arts, the Geneva Conservatory, and also Yale. She also made her debut at Town Hall in New York back in 1983 and has since performed worldwide. She is currently on the faculty at the U of T, or University of Toronto, where she is a professor and head of the string department. She's also a regular visiting artist for the music and sound programs at the renowned Banff Center. Definitely a place to check out if you've never been. And she is stunning in this performance of Popper's Hungarian Rhapsody. So enjoy. Wow, what a performance. I don't think anybody's fingers can move that fast. A brilliant performance by Shana Rolston on the cello with the Hungarian Rhapsody for Cello and Orchestra by David Popper. And you are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to move on. I think we have time for one last selection, some British music, namely by Charles Butterworth. He was born in Paddington, London, and received his first musical lesson from his mother, who was also a singer, and he did become a composer at an early age. He was friends with, of course, Mr. Vaughan Williams, and also made several trips into the English countryside to collect folk songs. And get this, he was also an expert folk dancer. Well, I guess the two go hand in hand. We're going to hear a performance of one of his more famous contributions. It's called The Banks of Green Willow, a performance by the English Chamber Orchestra, directed by Geoffrey Tate.
Thank you.
The English Chamber Orchestra with Geoffrey Tate and Butterworth, the Bank of Green Willow. You have been listening to Glasgow Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. I do thank you very much for joining me today and hope to see you again next time.